Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Screwball Radio. We back at it. Another Saturday. Common Madman. My man Black Poet. He'll be with us shortly. And King Eric, my man on current events. What's the word, my brother?
What's good, my man? How you doing? Episode 130 underway. 130. Happy Memorial Day for all our listeners.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back at it, sir. Man. It's been a crazy week.
Very crazy week, man. Mm. And, you know, to start this week off, man, we lost a legend, man. We lost two legends, as a matter of fact. First one we got to acknowledge Jim Brown. We didn't get a chance to do it last week, but Jim Brown, a true trailblazer for the people, a true trailblazer for the culture, and a true freedom fighter for those that want rights to the table. So big salute
and a hell of a football player.
Yeah, one
of the best football player too. Yes, sir.
Yeah, big salute to him, and big salute to Tina Turner. She passed away the other day at age 83.
Yeah, it's sad, man. You know, it's like life expectancy is not like it used to be, you know? You know, people used to live to at least early 90s, late 80s.
Right, and at least they were able to reach their 80s, though. A lot of people can't even say that. They lived very long, fruitful lives, and they brought great music, great memories, and push the line for the culture that we'll probably never see again. So big salute to those two.
For sure. Condolences to their family, man. Condolences
definitely,
to their family.
Definitely.
And condolences
going
to the
on
Lakers.
To the, oh, yeah. I had to take some I'm gonna tell you, I don't even drink, man, but I had to take some moonshine on that shit.
Yeah, man.
That was one we couldn't even take, man. I'm like, you know what? Send that moonshine over. I don't even drink. This is the only time I'm gonna break the oath and just do this here. Damn, sweet.
Yeah, they got swept under the rug like some dirt. I know LeBron right now is like, damn, like not even one game. Not even one game.
That's what bothers my soul, man. I'm like, I think what we do with me and you and a lot of people that like us, we love the competitive instinct of the sport, any sport that we watch for that matter. And me, if I was in his shoes, I couldn't even sleep at night. I'd be like Kobe, man. Like, I'd be shooting jump shots to 6 in the morning. I'd sleep in the court.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just couldn't buy a bucket, man. They couldn't buy one, man.
Yeah, sweet. He got to make this right, though. I mean, he's still a legend, no doubt about it. I mean, he's definitely one of the best to ever do it. But you got to do it for us Laker fans. You got to erase that stigma. Like, that's a sweep is like a stench. You got to get rid of that, man. Like, no. We can't go out like that.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yo, I was like, damn, man. Not even one game, man. Like, come on, man. Like, this can't be. After they calling you the greatest scorer of all time, all these accolades, and you couldn't bring one home? You couldn't win one game? I mean, not to say, like, it's all him, you know what I'm saying? It's a team thing, because he did put 40 up that last game. But damn.
Exactly. That's the reality of it right there. At the end of the day, it's still a sweep, and it's one thing to be swept. Honestly, it wouldn't even bother me if they swept us in their home court. But in our backyard, that's where it stings.
Yeah, at home, losing at home.
Nah.
In front of
nah.
Everybody watching. You know, everybody was watching that game. Everybody. Whether you was on the internet, whether you was streaming it, whether you was on regular cable, shit. Everybody was there, too. Everybody was at that game.
All the big A-listers.
Yeah, they just watched the greatest upset. Because I was watching. And they was winning at one point, you know, and I was like, all right, they looking good. And I wake up to this sad news, man.
Then the game gets close, and I'm like, oh man, my anxiety is shooting up again. We were smooth sailing the first two quarters, but then that late third, that's where they start really hitting those threes. I said, oh. They're nervous.
Yeah, they came to play, man. They came to play.
Boy.
But one thing I noticed about them, though, is that, you know, they usually shaky in the first and second quarter. But once that third quarter come around, it's like their new players coming on the court. You know, Denver's like, yo. All right, yeah, we could lose the first quarter. We could lose the second quarter. But this third and fourth quarter, nah, we taking these. We taking these. We're going to outscore them. And that's exactly what they did.
And that's what got me. And even you saw what I posted. I was like, why are these guys shooting these threes? Like, they shooting threes like we go to state out there.
I mean... They trying they're trying to for a desperate win. When the name of the game of basketball is dribble, shoot, layups, turnaround jumpers, it's not all about the three. And you know, like you could see how they was playing. It's not all about the three. They're going to knock them down. If they got the opening, they're going to knock them down. But, you know, they just played them, man. They just played them. They got the Lakers to try to play their game. And the Lakers lost by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now,
trying to keep up with them.
Here's the big story going on. Yeah, and they would keep on. When you're playing catch-up ball, you're not going
to. Yeah, you ain't going to win like that. Anybody out there that was watching the Laker game, if y'all got any feelings about it, hit us up, man. We here. We here to talk to y'all. We counselors for the Laker fans right now. we here to console you. You know what I'm saying? We feel for y'all. Whether y'all on the West Coast, Midwest, South, North, East, wherever y'all at, we feel for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Now the big story going on. Now the big story going on regarding to the Lakers is LeBron teasing retirement. Now, do you think he going to call the quits, or you think that's just a ploy just to, you know, get a little attention circulation going on?
I doubt he going to retire losing, man. You know? I doubt he would want to go out like that. All greats want to go out like, you know, Peyton Manning and win that chip and then retire, you know? They don't want to retire on with a loss on their mind. If you could play one more year and revamp yourself, that's what winners do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Winners want to win, and they want to go to sleep with a win. Because I'm going to tell you this straight up. When I'm watching a team and I'm rooting for them and they losing, I'm changing the channel because I don't need that negativity going to sleep.
You wake up angry.
Hell yeah, I can't have that shit. I can't have that shit on my conscience when I'm going to sleep. Like, nah, let me change this channel while they winning, and I'm going to go to sleep with the thought of them winning. But I ain't going to wake up mad. Let me start my day happy, and then I'll find out they lost, and then I'll be mad. But I ain't going to go to sleep mad and wake up mad. Nah, that ain't happening. I ain't going for that. Nah. Definitely not, man.
Especially when you're the type of individual, I ain't saying you, but especially if you're a type of individual that's very boisterous about your team, you talk smack to your guys or your friends, and they get the brakes beat off them, and you don't even want to see them no more. You don't even want to talk to them on the phone. You just ignore it. It's just straight the voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me, man. That's me, man. Because, you know, I'm a big up my teams. I'm going to talk all this shit. Like, yeah, we going to smoke y'all and da-da-da-da. And then if y'all smoke us, you know, I ain't got nothing to say. Don't talk to me. Don't call me. I ain't answering your calls. You know, me and Poe had a couple of those, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking shit to them, the Yankees, and then the Yankees start losing. And then he asked me, yo, what's up with the Yankees? And I just don't got nothing to say. And I'll tell them straight up, nah, we ain't going to do that. We're not doing that. We ain't going to talk about the Yankees right now.
Nah, to me, the worst feeling.
Oh, yo. Yeah, man, nah. I'll take the L. But you ain't going to rub it in. I ain't going to let you rub it in. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I just cut it short.
I might not talk to you for a whole month because I know that you're going to talk to me about that at any moment. So I'm just going to have to take that L.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking to nobody.
Like, to me, the worst type of L's to me, and, you know, me being a boxing fan and all, is when we're in a situation where we're rooting for the brothers and they're rooting against the white guy. This happened to me when Wilder got his ass beat by Tyson Fury. And I had to eat crow that whole damn weekend going back to work. And you know how these white people, they know how to rub the shit in a nonchalant, passive-aggressive way. They be like,
they ain't even got to say nothing. They just give you that look because they know you've been talking shit all week. And you know your man just took the L. And you were just talking shit about they man. And you come into work. It's just curtains. It's curtains for you that whole day. Because they ain't got to say nothing. Because they know it's on your mind. And you know when you look at them, they ain't got to say nothing. They just got to give you that look and give you the little head shake. And your heart is broken.
That silent treatment is the worst.
Your heart is broken because you know that they know that you know that it was a rapperoni.
Especially when he was talking that big game shit and Fury just dropped him, I was like, oh my God, I gotta face the mob Monday.
I mean, it's just like the most recent fight. It's just like the most recent fight with what's his name?
Tank Davis?
Homeboy Tank Davis with the Spanish guy, you know? Spanish guy was saying, yo, I'll fight you, put the whole wallet up, you know, put the whole money up. Put your everything you're gonna make, put it up. I guarantee you I'll beat you. And you lose to a rib shot? You know what I'm saying?
Tank being the given person that he was, he said, yo, you go in and keep your purse, man. I ain't gonna take it from you.
That's what I'm talking about. But you was talking all this shit, all in his face, at the weigh-in, all that shit, ice mugging him, and he gave you a rib shot. You probably fought it, and man down on a rib shot. After saying, yo, put the whole purse up. Put all your winnings up. Put what you would make up. Trying to boast and trying to put pressure on me. And then I hit you with a rib shot.
And you out.
And now, I'm like, nah, chill, son. You could keep your money. That's the worst. That's the worst. You took the L, and then he letting you keep your money.
That's a pit.
Go ahead. Go pay your bills with that. That's on me.
Damn, you really put it like that? Shit, that makes me feel even worse. Yeah, that's the way. I didn't even think of it like that. I was like, oh. Because at first I was thinking, okay, he's being gracious. Just let him keep his purse. But now the way you put it that way, like, y'all done beat you bad enough, man. Keep your money to pay your bills, kid.
Go take that L. Let you know. I let you keep your paper. You can have that. You can have that. And I walk away with the win. And I walk away with my head high, because I let you live. Now imagine if he would have been some greedy ass and it's like, nah, I'm taking your purse. So now you get humiliated because you talk all that shit and went man down on the rip shot. And he took the money that you were supposed to take home. And you don't even go home with that.
That's a horrible way to put it.
I'm saying it's the truth, man.
That's the ugly truth.
That's the ugly truth. Tank Davis is like, go ahead, June. You could keep that. Just remember, I let you live. But you know,
they only have a rematch option right now.
Yeah, the funny thing is that somebody said that somebody from, you know, Spanish guys can't let him know that he had a messed up rib. But I don't think that's true. I think that he gave him a good rib shot, and it beat him. Just like the person that wanted to fight him before that. You remember that? Talking all that shit. And he went man down too. Talking all that shit. And that's what I like about Tank Davis, is that he's quiet. He lets you say what you're going to say. It's whatever. But as soon as that shit go ding, ding, you know, he's going to do work. Word up. He's going to do work.
Yeah, he learned that from Floyd. Floyd, he'll let you get yours out. But what people don't know about Floyd be locked in when it comes to a fight. He be locked in. But see, people be thinking with his image, oh, he out there partying. He out there at the strip clubs. He out there flaunting his cars and all. But they ain't see how he locked in that gym. And when you get in the ring with him, your whole offense just shut down. Like, you don't know how to hit this guy.
I mean, one thing about Mayweather that I always admire about Mayweather is that his game is not all about offense. It's not all about the attack. It's about eluding you and letting you work yourself down. And then he hits you with that bing bong. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. All the fights he had, you know what I'm saying? The only person I ever seen rock him is Sugar Shane Mosley. The only person I ever seen rock him.
Mm-hmm.
Just the only person. And even Sugar Shane lost that match. Because Mayweather said, oh, chill. I let my guard down. And he never got in after that hit. He ain't never got in. You know what I'm saying? He ain't never got in. This is why Mayweather is the greatest. I don't care what nobody say. He undefeated all these years.
And he beat credible fighters.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he beat, De La Hoya, Pacquiao.
Yep.
That was the big money match.
Yep. Early days, Zab Judah. You know?
Terrell Gatti. He straight. That's when we start noticing him. When he washed Gatti, man, that was a wash.
You know, he never fought, what's his name, though? You know, because he was just older than him, but I think if he would have fought him, Mexican fighter, I forget his name, but he beat Camacho too. You know, he beat Camacho. I forget his name, man, but he was an elite boxer. Let's see if I could get his name. Give me a second.
Yeah. But you know, while you're doing that, before you go to that, I want to ask your thoughts about this, man. This is one of the news about regarding sports. Like, what are your thoughts about what Scottie Pippen said about Michael Jordan being a horrible player?
He's just a bitter-ass motherfucker, because Jordan names still ring bells. And you got to say, oh, yeah, remember Scottie Pippen? Don't get me wrong. They had an elite squad, man. The Chicago Bulls had an elite squad. Pippen was part of that elite squad. But it was always Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. It was never Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and the Chicago Bulls. To this day, people are still wearing Jordans in all varieties. I don't see them making Pippen sneakers like that.
Plus, he lost his chance to be the man in during the 93-94 season because he wanted to be the man. And I remember when he sat down, because I think what it was, Phil Jackson wanted Kukoc to take the shot. And Scotty, he wanted to be the man to take the last shot. So he just sat out to play, and Kukoc hit the game winner and won. But he really wasn't the same in that. People would look at him like, okay, he ain't the guy like Michael Jordan is. Michael Jordan would have stayed in regardless and just, you know, facilitated. Because it's about winning.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was clutch, first of all. Guaranteed. He taking it to the hole. He was water. I don't know about him being a horrible player. Because I watched most of the games. And he was just doing some phenomenal shit. He was leaving motherfuckers mesmerized that even the game had to replay his move 3 or 4 times before they got back to the game. They wasn't doing that for Scottie Pippen. I'm telling you, it was Bill Cartwright, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Steve Kerr, John Paxson. And nobody was messing with them. And then when they acquired Dennis Rodman,
game over.
It was on after that. He wasn't playing with them. And this is why Jordan got 6 rings. And he did them back to back. It's not like he did one this year and then they lost next year and then they won again. Nah, he won consecutively. Boom, boom, boom. Then he said, you know what? I'm going to retire. And then took off. And then they killed his pops. And then he came back and won another 3 back to back. Bang, 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 bang. Ain't nobody doing that shit.
And Scotty, they left Scotty to try to be the man.
Yeah, the closest people to do that, Golden State Warriors. Consecutive, bomb, 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 bomb. I think they did 2 back-to-back, right?
Yeah, they did it with, I think they did it when they had KD.
Yeah, they won it without him, and then they won it with him.
Oh, okay.
They won without him. They didn't have him. Then he came to them when KD was like, damn, I can't beat him. Might as well join him.
And he ended up looking like the Monstars.
It's the truth. You know, it's the truth. Ain't nobody was messing with Golden State. Ain't nobody was messing with Golden State 2018, 2019. Ain't nobody was messing with them.
They were running niggas over like crazy.
They had the only record in 2018, 2019. It took COVID for them to lose. It took COVID to happen for them to lose. And the Lakers go ahead and take that year. They ain't even play a full season.
Yeah, what happened with Golden State, too, is that they changed the way the game is played. Like, nobody was really focused on perimeter. Nobody was really focused on perimeter shooting like that until they really create that arch. And now, every team
it's
is drafting
brothers.
Small. Every team is, every team drafting small. Every power forward centers are now trying to shoot jumpers now. They making everybody shoot jumpers now.
I mean, you got to think about it, right? So, Steph Curry, Green, Iguodala. All these guys were popping threes. You know what I mean? Everybody was popping threes. Thompson, popping threes. You got four guys on the court popping threes. When the average team probably got like two guys that pop threes. The rest is under the basket.
So everybody had to basically go small.
Yeah, it got so crazy. Now the centers want to pop three. You know what I'm saying? Look at homeboy from Philly. He be trying to pop threes. AD be trying to pop threes. Jokic be trying to pop threes.
That's the crazy part, because they was like, we can't draft any more Ewings and Shaqs no more, because now with the Splash Brothers, they changed the perimeter of how the game plays. So now we got to get guys that got speed. We got to get guys that can shoot. That's why you don't see no big men.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. They try to, you know, a lot of teams try to take that Golden State formula. And they pretty much did, you know. Look at Brooklyn. Brooklyn had KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. That's three three-point shooters right there.
And the way it turned out now, it turned the game into a very fast-paced game, which is could be a good thing because now you see more scoring.
I mean, the West Coast always been like that. The West Coast always been a high-scoring team, like a high-scoring teams on the West Coast, like the Spurs, Golden State, OKC, you know, like they was always fast-paced ball over there. But the East Coast was a little slower. But now, you know, you see like 130 to 120, like you wasn't really seeing that back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Only when you watch West Coast games. East Coast games was always low numbers, maybe like 105 to 90-something, you know, 90-something to 80-something. It was never high numbers. Now you're seeing 130 on the East Coast, 120 on the East Coast. Like, and it's because people are shooting more threes. They're shooting more threes, so, you know, that's going to make the numbers jump right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, let's give them some music. I know they tired of us talking. I think Poe's supposed
yes,
to come
sir,
on.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah, I'm going to hit the people with this new banger here that was sent by my man. Big shout out to Dyer Lansky. He got a new track out with Royce da 5'9" called Explosive. So we're going to go
yeah,
ahead and
Dyer
play that
doing
one here.
His thing, man. Yeah, Dyer doing his thing, man. Me and him supposed to build on something too, man. Yo, shout out Dyer Lansky. You working hard, my brother. Salute the West Coast for that.
Definitely, man. So this is Explosive, and the call number is 516-531-9596. Let's go. Screwball Radio, episode 130 on the way. Let's go.
Wuhan.
Royce da 5'9", a.k.a. Nico. Nickel 9 to play the line, lift your mind up. She got your back, blow her back out, pick your spine up. I live life lifeless, I'm young till I'm done. My midlife crisis, I'll be when I'm 101. My life's an accident, my mic is a gun. My daughter and my son's life is like a hit and run. I'm a living bar tab, I'm Michael Bivens to your boys. I'm poison, I'm a skittin' car crash. I'm a getting cash nigga with a passion for ass kicking. My staff infamous for bag splitting. I mediate the session at the same time. I'm about to blow like the nose of a deviated septum. Lead an ass passed out, that means she'll have an inebriated rectum. And that's the easy way to check her. If you ain't gotta like me, just play the record. If you ain't vibing like me, just say your neck hurts.
when I write in an explosive type. Capture the night, escape with the devil's pike. Impale these fake rappers, they reading scripts like the Great White. Let me show them something, they really nothing but gum.
That's right.
An unfortunate standard, the results are absolutely nothing. Fuck them, I don't love them, and damn sure don't need them. So I save up the norm of my intellectual freedom. Yeah, I'm screaming at the top, no competition.
Where y'all at?
From the depths of the underground, that's where the cold world found
right
me. Yeah, these haters in my face, they do nothing but pound me. They turn around and spew their hate and do nothing but doubt me, yo. But no doubt, G, you see I'm winning this race. In second place, the first loser, got no time for mistakes. Plan a future for my kids, so success I'll embrace.
Right.
And I'll live before I die and do whatever it takes. But wait, you know the hustle, that's a necessary evil. Move in silence with your thoughts and stay on point like a needle.
Yo.
I give power to my people, cause I move with a purpose.
That's right.
I let these fakes sell the whip tickets for this free ring service. Let me work this, I floss my projection. I've been known to keep it popping like a shot from a weapon. Progression is a blessing without the use of a question. So I sound with the bomb that stays sticking in effect.
Yo,
watch
this, the bomb explosive.
That dope shit, always explosive when it's quote, bitch.
Watch this, the bomb explosive.
Y'all niggas don't even understand the type of shit I'm doing right now. All off of my motherfucking grind and stuck to the script. I ain't give up.
Okay, okay. Hey, yo, Crisis, man. Show the world you just ain't no producer, beloved. I know we in the 2-3 zone, man. But this full court pressure. Talk your shit, bro. Let them hear you, bro. Yeah, okay, okay.
Hustler by day to cardio at night. Wanna box with the guard, make sure your cardio right. On sight, there's no talking. Funeral, no coffin. Disappear him, feed him to the wild pigs and Porsches. Proceed with caution when you approach in the dawn. Kiss the ring on the finger that applies pressure to triggers. Killer sing my song, I provide a sound that's sinister. Not from this world, a species that hunts the predators down. Wear my crown everywhere that I go. Sovereign monarch, God's favorite at birth, I was chosen. By the cold, up the step of letter, never fold. From cold to stack dope till my cat get cold. They say women lie, men lie, but numbers don't. That's a lie too, they expose, they paying for those. It's so cap, this the shit that people feel inside they soul. Every verse a passes from the realest story ever told.
Brand new year in our old school ways.
In our old school ways.
In our old school ways. Independent cause we ain't playing them games.
We ain't playing them
games. We ain't playing them games. Brand new year.
Mask on, click clack in my clothes. Out of town, sipping brown, kick back on my woes. Six stacks for a show, kidnap for your hoes. Sell a little bit of merch and get back on the road. Friends getting thicker, getting paid, taking pictures. Sleep a dirty nigga that a babe with your sister. Dual exhaust from the truck, young boss, but I'm up. And I save every penny that they tossed in my cup. It was 1300 for these B-22s. I can't walk in your shoes, I ain't a motherfucking mule. Lord, I stand on my own. Even though I ain't had shit, I ain't asked for no love. Now I'm 500 up, I don't give a fuck. I ain't rolling on no perk, but won't he pull me up a cup? Now I'm 500 up, I don't give a fuck what niggas doing. Whoa, just pull me up a cup.
Brand new year in our old school ways.
In our old school ways.
In our old school ways. Independent cause we ain't playing them games.
We ain't playing them
what? We ain't playing them games. Brand new year.
Brand new year.
In our old school ways.
In our old school.
Rapper
in Argentina. Cook picks for me in Paris, I'm sipping an Orangina. Drop the package, take the bath, and I dip in a foreign beamer. Trying to execute a vision, my nigga, I've been a dreamer. Shit is booming like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Says she love the feeling she get when I'm in between her. Keep playing and I'm probably gonna turn her just like Tina. R.I.P. Selena, come get with the crowd. Please, be, I just got me this heater. I mean, get a let it go. A nigga say it's up when he see me. You better blow. Of course, I make a better friend if you were, so I get him low. Yeah. Cars and guns in the ghetto. I guess jaws clean. Sniff the wrong package. I'm quick. Get the Narcan. 4-5 Smith and Wesson, black and a lot of dark man. 50 rock. This is poppin' just like a park jam. Love wild, lit mask, heartland, addict. Cali, Seth, Sally, steppin' niggas, blowing their weapons like clarinet. Had them sweatin', smoking the best of them like a bag of weapons. Son just shot a nigga on last year, had we met. Sally's three mouths of an alpha, tries access. Earth spin, at a terrific speed, it causes the winds, rain, hail, with snow. Earthquakes is playing, the hell but low margin is slim. Peace, God, please pardon my sins. 5% start building niggas like them again. Jumping in the gym, stuffed knuckles like Timberland. Cutty shooting heroin in their vein like insulin. One of them died and came back, called and told me, yo, shit's a turn.
I can't even make this shit up, man.
Manito, tú estás loco. In Argentina, cook picks for me in Paris, I'm sipping an Orangina. Drop the package, take the bath, and I dip in a foreign beamer. Trying to execute a vision, my nigga, I've been a dreamer. Shit is booming like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Says she love the feeling she get when I'm in between her. Keep playing and I'm probably gonna turn her just like Tina. R.I.P. Selena, come get with the crowd. Please, be, I just got me this heater. I mean, get a let it go. A nigga say it's up when he see me. You better blow. Of course, I make a better friend if you were, so I get him low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Schoolboy Radio, yeah. Live from the Matrix. Black Poet, I'm on the checking, y'all. I got to apologize to my niggas out there. You know who I am. I got to apologize for my attendance, y'all. You know, nigga be going through it. But I know y'all can hold this shit down, so that's why, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah, I know, you know, for the first half, I don't know if you was listening, but, you know, we was talking about you know how LeBron got swept. They didn't even get 1 point game out of that series.
The Nuggets are a dangerous team, man. Nuggets are hungry, man. You see Joker ain't playing, man. You know, the guys, they couldn't miss.
Yeah, like I was telling E, like a lot of the games, you know, the Lakers was winning in the beginning. First, second quarter, but the way that the Denver Nuggets was playing third and fourth quarter was the difference. That was the difference, you know?
They're just a better team. That's the bottom line, man. They're a better team. They got better players, man. They're better coached. They're just a better team. Put LeBron with some other niggas, man, he going to pop. LeBron got another 5 years in the game, man, if you want to. If you want to really cheat, y'all want to get mad at LeBron, let him cheat. Let him go fuck with the Golden State Warriors. Then y'all niggas really going to hate LeBron. All the niggas, all LeBron hate him, going to really hate him. If I was LeBron, I'd do some bullshit right now. Well, okay. Yeah, motherfuckers, all right. I'll fuck the game up. I'll go right with Steph in the beginning.
Shit. He could fuck the game up and go Portland and go over there with Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
He probably gonna go where his son gonna go.
I'll give these niggas something to really hate me about. Because niggas seem to hate LeBron for no fucking reason.
I'm trying to figure that out myself. Like, these guys, I mean, when I was even at the barbershop the other day, I'm like, the hate, it feel like this is like extra hatred that LeBron James get out of all the players that we've seen that done a lot of bullshit. This guy is like the least that people should be hating on. I mean, as a family man, he does good for his community. I mean,
you know, niggas don't like his decisions. Like, oh, he left Cleveland, went to Miami. All right, so what?
But what do you think about the hate? What do you think about the hate that Scottie Pippen is saying for Michael Jordan? Talking about he was a horrible player.
You got hit me up on that. I ain't hip on that. What's up? What are you talking about?
Count E.
He said today that he felt that Michael Jordan was a horrible player before he got there.
That LeBron. He said LeBron is a better player
LeBron
than
James
Michael
is better.
Jordan.
Oh man, that's Scottie Pippen.
Yeah,
I say that's just hate. He's just mad that till this day, you know, Jordan's name is being mentioned. You don't really hear nobody mentioning Scottie Pippen for nothing.
Nah, man.
Only
I
the
mean,
fact
really,
that
it was Pippen and Jordan. It was really Pippen and Jordan.
Yeah, but it's really
you gotta give
really
Pippen
Jordan
his props,
and,
you know?
And the Chicago. It was really Jordan and the Bulls more than it was Scottie. It was Pippen and Jordan and the Bulls.
See, that's why Pippen is mad, because niggas is like, fucking, you talking about, yo?
He ain't getting that praise like he the man. That's why he feel a sort of way. And I will also say,
nah,
too, just, that
listen,
maybe.
Listen to what y'all just said. Listen to what y'all just said. Oh, he was that. You crazy, that nigga sitting back like, what the fuck y'all talking about? Like, I ain't putting no blood, sweat, and tears in two. I smell Pippen.
Yeah, but even still, you know, it was Jordan putting in 63 points in the game, you know. The clutch shot for the win, you know.
That was
I
good.
Ain't gonna take away from Pippen because you know without Jordan, without Pippen, you know a lot of games they, you know they wouldn't have been where they've been, you know. Like I was telling E, you know Pippen was a factor in those years, like when they was three-peating, he was a factor, you know.
Yeah, everybody played just part. Mad, man. He can't get mad. You know, it's probably some
yeah,
personal
can't get
shit
mad
you don't
now.
Know about the man.
Yeah, you can't get mad now. Only time I ever hear about Scottie Pippen is how Future was dating his mom, his wife, and now baby Jordan is with his wife or some shit like that, right?
That's why he mad.
I think Jordan's son is with Scottie Pippen's wife.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's mad, because that Jordan name fucking haunting him. You got a little baby Jordan banging your wife, and you've been mad at Jordan while you was playing, and now his son running on your lady.
Man, Pippen got much money, man.
He can't escape it.
He got shut for the shit. He a fool if he
yeah, for sure.
For the shit.
Yeah, but you know. Definitely.
He a Hall of Famer. He got every ring Mike got.
Yeah, he got six rings. He was there. Only thing is that ain't nobody talking about a Pippen sneaker all these years later. Michael Jordan is still relevant. Michael Jordan buying $3.5 million cars out there.
Michael Jordan name is synonymous to all over the planet.
Yeah, Michael Jordan owned a race car. Driver and team and owns a basketball team and you see his emblem on the ball.
Nobody
yeah,
told Pippen not to make no business move. Don't open up no restaurants. Don't open up no. He probably got businesses. He got businesses too. I bet you got
yeah,
a lot of
see,
businesses too, man.
Yeah, but you don't see you know you see on all jerseys, even college jerseys, you see Jordan symbol on there. Team Jordan.
He gets the shitty end of the stick. But I give him his props, man. He was there to everything, man. Mike didn't do it alone. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. They married
at the head. Yeah, even Mike said himself he ain't do it alone. Mike gave it up to Pippen the other day. He said, he's the best teammate I could ever ask for. Without him, I wouldn't get my rings. I think it's personal stuff.
Like I was telling E, I was like, yo, without Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, John Paxson, Jordan wouldn't have got those first three rings. And if it wasn't for Pippen and Rodman and Kerr, he wouldn't have got the next three rings. Like they all played a part. You know what I'm saying? They all played a part. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, LeBron James and the Lakers getting swept, I felt like
how they did. If I was LeBron, I'd do some bullshit, yo. I'll join with the super team. I'll take an ill pay cut. Get like three more rings before I retire.
Yeah, I mean, he don't really need more money. Everybody need more money, but, you know, he a billionaire. He a billionaire already.
Yeah, he got most of his money not off his fucking NBA deal. All his money came from businesses.
His sneakers, you know, his school, you know, he's, you know.
I don't even think he's the highest NBA player paid.
But he can afford to take a cut, you know.
What about dumbass John Morant? When you talk about that nigga? When the
flash guns
and fuck up $200 million deals and sneaker deals, he's fucking up deals. He's the next Jordan.
Not at all, because his sneaker just released the other day and it sold out in hours.
They still fuck with him? The company?
Yeah.
Okay, so they ain't cut ties with him yet. Okay, so he still got the deal.
They said
his Nike sneakers sold out in minutes.
Yeah, minutes.
Well, then now, if he's smart, he'd really fall back and just play ball, man. Stop all other extra young boy street shit like he's fucking in the street doing. He just be doing dumb shit. Like, he could do all that shit and we'd never know about it if he just didn't post it.
Yeah, like, even the strippers is mad at him. The fucking strippers, whatever he did up in the club, the strippers is mad at him.
He's wild, man. He's a young boy, man. He's from the country, nigga. He gave this country young boy all his money, man.
Yeah, we were saying that last week. You know, they gave him $200 million, and he a young boy. He just going
ain't
crazy.
Ain't nobody around him to say, oh, shit, oh, yo. Yo, I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's what they should tell him. They should be telling him to chill out and, you know, be easy out there. Like, they just, you know, he got the wrong people around him. Because I know if I'm worth $200 million and I'm doing dumb shit,
man,
I know somebody's going
to
be like, yo,
yeah,
yo, you got to chill out,
real,
man. Yeah, but you know,
I think if we were that age, we would have had the common sense. Like, okay, it's $200 million, man. We can't be doing. I ain't got to do none of that no more. I'm sitting.
Yeah, $200 million.
Shit, not 200,000, 200 million.
Yeah, 200 million, man. I'm trying to chill out. I'm trying to put my people in good places and do good things, man. I ain't trying to fuck that shit up. Because you got to think about it. He got $200 million plus endorsements. You know what I'm saying? That's buku dollars right there, man. You could survive.
That's domino effect too.
That's generational wealth right there. You know what I'm saying? That's generational wealth. You can set your kids up. You can set your nieces, your nephews. I'm not saying you have to, but you can. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to eat ramen noodles for dinner and shit with cut up hot dog in there. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to eat stress sandwiches and you know, eggs and rice and, you know, shit to get by. Like you really could set them up.
Shoot, you can go ahead and get your mama that house, because, you know, that's everybody's hood dream right there. Get your mom out the project, get her a nice crib, get everybody out of there. The people that's really been there for you, not getting everybody out, because then you'll have a hammer moment.
Yeah, not even a hammer moment. You can have a Snoop Dogg moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bringing the wrong people. Not everybody's going to be successful. And you can't try to save everybody. Some people are just bringing you down. But when it comes to your moms, you know, you want to look out for your moms, your nieces, your nephews, you know, you want to look out for them, your kids, you want to look out for them. You know what I'm saying? If you got good baby moms next to you, you want to look out for her. But you definitely can't be up in the strip club. You know, like,
if
it's
gonna be a
last
strip club,
week, man,
be your
like,
own strip club.
But not even that. Like, you know, you got little kids that's looking up to you. Like, you a role model. You somebody's role model at the end of the day. There's little kids watching you, wanting to be you. You got to chill out, you know? Definitely got to chill out. But, yeah, we coming to the end of the show. Shout out Black Poet for coming on.
Yeah, tell us about this exclusive that we about to drop for the masses here.
Well, you know, a lot of albums have been dropping, you know, this month. A lot of albums dropped, but one special album dropped. You know, shout out to my brother Thurston Howell III. He did an album with my brother Mateo Getz called Thoughts Skillustrated. You know, it's a banging album. It's out there right now, streaming on all platforms. You know, it's got features from Smooth the Hustler, Rockness Monster, DV Alias Christ, you know, UG of the Cellar Dwellers, just to say a couple. And it's got this joint on here that, you know, it's going to be on my album because it's actually my record. You know what I'm saying? It's actually my record. And it came out so dope that, you know, he wanted to put it on his album. And I was cool with it because, you know, he's a legend. And I really fuck with Thurston Howell, you know?
Definitely, man. And to close this episode out, man, we're gonna be playing this record titled Screw Life. Straight banger. Authentic hip-hop. And the perfect way to close the show. So let's get to it, and thanks, Black Paul, for joining us. Catch us in next Saturday night, same screw time, same channel.
Yeah. Thirsty.
And you are...
My name is...
Say you get.
I'm in your hood with a borrowed bitch. My book of rhymes come in cargo ships. I only fought cause I had no choice. Do my ad-libs in a Chinese voice. Project life, we was put through hell. With a whole bunch of bitches, even went to jail. Kings County in the borough of Queens. We married on the map with the thoroughest team. Schoolboy made the pitch. Brownsville strength, been trained for this. Generals interview, genuine draft. Cold-blooded killers, gentlemen's laugh. Don't want us on some niggas who don't want it. All borough medals, stitches and slugs. Slaughtered, keep sharp, rhymes and pen. One of a kind, you never find again.
Cool life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more.
designed from a different cloth. Step before designer, watch where you walk.
Go ahead, loco, take it easy in the rotten Montana. Streets filled with sharks and piranhas, prison shanks. Heavy metal undergarments, G-packs and bundles, move through the jungle. Suicide patches and P-wings, a thief scene. Kings and queens sing, don't get caught slipping. Leaving your building, project wildin'. Standing and fighting, only way you survive it. Straight Vikings, the high and the mighty. Cross flags and silk items, bagging bitch like the Pied Piper. Fiends getting wired, moving through the fire. In tune with my cipher, the eyes don't lie, do or die, it's a suicide. We're dealing with a school lifer. Midnight riders, terminate the outsider. Watch for power cipher.
School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Before the
watch. That's my word, I despise y'all niggas. When you see me, you better run and hide, my nigga. Cause I'm coming through gun cock, posted up on your block. Clips for days, the gunshots won't stop. Me, Thurston, and Comet got a plan. Combine forces, low life, who hands? It's a problem now. Got so many niggas on deck, can't calm them down. And I'm the monster out the cage. Catch your ass at one of these shows and rip your ass off the stage.
Fuck out of
here. They don't make dudes like me no more. They don't beat on the walls and MC no more. They don't run around in hoodies and boots. Certified with the tech. Who hand, nigga? Calling the troops, nigga. Still on some rhyme crime shit. I do this for my niggas that love it and rewind shit. Pure murder to the boom and the bat. Like getting hit in the head with a broom or a bat. Yo, shit is just real around here, partner. Underground boonies rock ya, scar ya.
School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Step before designer, watch where you walk. School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Step before designer, watch where you walk.
Yeah, yeah. School life. New joint out there right now on all streaming platforms. It will be on my upcoming album. But right now it's on Thurston Howell album. Thoughts Illustrated, produced by Mateo Getz. And it's just a banger, man. It's a banger. It's going to bang for the summer. School ball, low life. Or two worlds together right there, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's taking it back to the pure form of New York hip-hop, too. That's what made it so dope as well.
Yeah, you know, like, when you know, I look up to my brother, Black Poet, man. He's a legend in the game. He's been putting in pain for years. And I look up to Thurston Howell. You know, he's been putting in pain for years. You know, Thurston is one of, like I said before, you know, a Puerto Rican artist that I always looked up to. You know what I'm saying? Thurston, Pun, you know what I'm saying? Joel Ortiz, you know, all 100% Ricans, you know what I'm saying? Now, I respect all Ricans, even if they mix, but the ones that are 100%, you know, those are the ones that I look up to because they open doors for myself, you know what I mean? So on this joint, I was able to put together legends, man, and make it a banger, man, make it a banger. Hopefully we can knock a video out to this and bring New York. Put the camera back on New York.
Definitely so, definitely so. And you know, we also gotta re-up. We gotta read up, man, to give people another taste of it. In case they know people just tuning in or whatever, we gotta play that banger again to close out the show.
Hold on, I think Paul is trying to call in.
All right.
See if he called in, see what he, you know.
All
See if he call in. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, screw life, man. Screw life. Just you know, y'all just listen to it, man. Screw life, low life, screw ball. Put it together, you know. Screw life.
Yeah, poets on. Yeah, we got a poet on now.
Yeah, man, my bad again, man. Like I said, niggas don't do it over here. Love bullshit, but it's all crazy, baby.
Yeah, but, you know, we about to close the show out, but I was just, you know, we just about to play Screw Life. That joined with me, you and Thurston. It's on Thurston Howe album right now.
Shout out Thurston Howe, man. I'm going to shoot this fucking video for this. Word up.
I was just letting them know how y'all two big prominent artists that I look up to, you know, and to get both of y'all on one track, and how big Screwball is for New York, and how Low Lives is for New York. You know, it's like, it's crazy, you know, to bring these two factions together on one record and do it big. And do it big, you know.
Hey, I think that's the only thing I ever did with them, too. I think that's the only joint I ever did with them.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if y'all listen to the record, we not talking about no drug rap. It's not about no drug rap, man. This shit ain't about no drug rap. New York is flooded with drug rap right now. This is just straight up raw MCing street project kids, man. Talking that shit.
Let's hit him with it.
And we out.
Through life.
See you next week, y'all.
Yeah. Thirsty. And you are.
My name is.
Say you get. I'm in your hood with a borrowed bitch. My book of rhymes coming cargo ships. I only four cause I had no choice. Do my ad-libs in a Chinese voice. Project life, we was put through hell. With a whole bunch of bitches, even went to jail. Kings County in the borough of Queens. We married on the map with the thoroughest team. Screwball made the pitch. Brownsville strip, been trained for this. Generals interview, genuine draft. Cold-blooded killers, gentlemen's laugh. Old Warren on some niggas who don't want it. All borough medals, stitches and slugs. Slaughtered, keep sharp, rhymes and pen. One of a kind, you never find again.
Cool life. Watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Steps before designer, watch where you walk.
Go ahead, loco, take it easy in the rotten Montana. Streets filled with sharks and piranhas. Prison shanks, heavy metal undergarments. G-packs and bundles, move through the jungle. Suicide patches and P-wings, a thief's theme. Kings and queens sing, don't get caught slipping. Leaving your building, project wildin'. Standing and fighting, only way you survive it. Straight Vikings, the high and the mighty. Cross flags and silk items. Bagging bitch like the Pied Piper. Things getting wired, moving through the fire. In tune with my cipher. The eyes don't lie, do or die, it's a suicide. We're dealing with a school lifer. Midnight riders, terminate the outsider. Watch my power cipher.
School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Watch
that's my word, I despise y'all niggas. When you see me, you better run and hide, my nigga. Cause I'm coming through gun cock, posted up on your block. Clips for days, the gunshots won't stop. Me, Thurston, and Comet got a plan. Combine forces, low life, who hands? It's a problem now. Got so many niggas on deck, can't calm them down. And I'm the monster out the cage. Catch your ass at one of these shows and rip your ass off the stage.
Fuck outta
they
here.
Don't make dudes like me no more. They don't beat on the walls and MC no more. They don't run around in hoodies and boots. Certified with the tech, who hand nigga? Calling the troops,
nigga.
Still on some rhyme crime shit. I do this for my niggas that love it and rewind shit. Pure murder to the boom of the bat. Like getting hit in the head with a broom or a bat. Yo, shit is just real around here, partner. Underground boonies rob ya, scar ya.
School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth.
step before designer. Watch where you walk through life. Watch what you're looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Step before designer. Watch where you walk.